When we head off to bed this evening, most of us will dream. Some of those dreams will be nightmares. But what do they mean?
So my nightmares program looks at nightmares in popular culture, in art, in music, and things like that, but also dream interpretation. So we have dreams all the time, and we often don't remember them, but we remember the nightmares because they're profound. And I think there's a lot we can learn about ourselves by decoding the meaning of our dreams, but especially our nightmares, because I feel like a dream is a message from yourself to yourself. And so if a regular dream is a message, a nightmare is a critically important message.
Podcast host and author Jeff Belanger told WATD News that dreams have shaped our spiritual and even political realms, going back to ancient times.
People believe they get visited by spirits in dreams, that they can leave their body, possibly project their consciousness somewhere, that they could be attacked, incubus, succubus. And of course, for thousands of years, rulers of giant empires have made decisions based on the interpretations of their dreams. Should we invade right now or not, based on dreams that they had? So dream interpretations in the Bible and in religious texts, it's been a significant part of our lives. And we spend a third of our lives asleep. And I think there's a lot we can learn about ourselves if we delve in.
Belanger says they continue to have a major impact, even in the present day.
Modern-day psychologists will ask about your dreams because it's giving you sort of a doorway into your own life. I'll start by saying the number one dream interpreter in the world is you, the person that had the dream, because you have to fit it into the context of your life. You know, you have to look at that imagery and say, why do I keep dreaming about water? Or why is there always like a candle burning somewhere in this scene? Or what's that issue represent? And if you can figure that out, you might be able to learn and grow from it. When we sleep, we don't even fully understand why we sleep, but we know we need it. And we know it's tied to, you know, memory storage. It's tied to healing, you know, your body resetting and taking good care of itself. But what's exactly going on is still a bit of a mystery. Our brainwaves are so active when we're in the deepest parts of sleep. What's going on in this place where we spend a third of our lives?
He also adds that the difference between a dream and a nightmare can be very subjective.
It's in the eye of the beholder, right? I recall having a dream where I was in just this really pretty field. I was waiting for Julie Andrews to come spin around and sing, right? But I was scared, and I don't know why, but I woke up feeling frightened. And then other times I could be in what should be a scary place, but not be afraid. We all have to look at the meaning differently. Like that field, for example, I would look at that and say, well, this should be a calm, nice, pretty place, and yet I'm scared. And so then I would ask myself, what's going on in my life? What's getting in the way of my happiness here? You know, I should be happy, but yet I'm not. So what's the real issue here? Why am I in this pretty location and nervous? And sometimes you can pick apart and you're, at work, I should be content, and yet I'm not. I'm waiting for the axe to drop or whatever. Maybe I need to let that go and just sort of enjoy this promotion I just got or whatever. So again, you learn about yourself and you grow.
I'm Dan McCready, WATD News, wishing you pleasant dreams.